Investigators in Kansas are searching for violations of a law that limits some abortions. Kansas prohibits many abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancy. And now a judge has subpoenaed the medical records of women who had abortions after that time. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein has long been an anti-abortion activist. As a member of the state legislature in the 1990s, he helped write the Kansas law prohibiting abortions after the 22nd week of pregnancy unless the fetus can't survive outside of the womb or if the woman's health is in danger. But to Klein's disappointment, that hasn't stopped late second and third trimester abortions in the state.
Unfortunately, Kansas is really a place where people come for late-term abortions because we have a doctor who's performed these procedures more readily than anybody else virtually in the nation.
That doctor is George Tiller. His Wichita clinic, Women's Healthcare Services, is one of just three in the country that routinely performs third trimester abortions. Tiller rarely talks to the media, but that hasn't kept him out of the news. In 1991, his clinic was the target of a summer-long campaign by Operation Rescue. 2 years later, he was shot and wounded by an anti-abortion activist. Now he's being targeted by Attorney General Klein for possible violations of a state law regulating late second and third trimester abortions. As part of the investigation, a state judge has ordered Tiller's clinic and another in Kansas to turn over medical records of 90 women who received abortions after their 22nd week of pregnancy. The case is now before the state Supreme Court. Klein says he's also trying to find out whether any minors who had abortions were the victims of sex crimes. Klein insists it's not the women who received abortions who are being targeted by his investigation, but rather the doctors who performed them.
The court has found that there's evidence in those records that relate to the potential of criminal late-term abortion, and the only person who's liable will be the abortion doctor. The woman is in no jeopardy.
Lawyers representing the clinics are fighting the subpoenas, calling them a fishing expedition and an attack on medical privacy. And there's another group speaking out on behalf of the clinics, women who've traveled to Wichita, often from out of state, to receive late second and third trimester abortions. One of them is a 34-year-old woman from Manhattan who asked that her name not be used because of privacy concerns. Last year, she thought she'd done everything right with her pregnancy. She already had one child, had been in for routine checkups, and when a sonogram was done at 20 weeks, everything looked fine. But at 30 weeks, she realized there was a problem.
Basically, what was happening was I was filling up very quickly with mass amounts of fluid. And in turn, the baby was suffering from severe, what they call cerebral edema. And then on top of it, the body also was swelling from so much water.
She says doctors told her the baby wouldn't survive, but still she waited 2 weeks, hoping there was another answer. Finally, she says, out of concern for her one-year-old daughter and her own health, she decided to have an abortion.
When I was to give birth, I could very well have hemorrhaged. So I was concerned that I would never be able to have children again, let alone get out of it all safely. That was basically what led me to Kansas.
Some women come to Kansas because of fetal abnormalities. Some, like Terry Alistad, come for other reasons. Alistad's journey began one night in April of 1995 when she was 16 years old and she attended a concert.
I ended up getting raped that night, and I didn't tell anyone. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me up until I found out that I was pregnant as a result of it.
And according to Alistad, that didn't happen for 7 months. Even when school resumed in the fall and she was unable to fit into her clothes, Alistad just thought she was eating too much, and she went on a diet. When she finally realized she was pregnant, she went to a clinic in New York seeking an abortion.
The sonographer literally dropped the sonography instrument out of her hand and said there was no way she could help me because I was 27, almost 28 weeks pregnant, which is 7 months. And that came as quite a shock to me.
Alistad says the clinic gave her a brochure for Dr. George Tiller's clinic in Wichita. She says she briefly considered having the baby and putting it up for adoption, but decided against it. By the following week, Alistad says she and her father were on a plane to Kansas.
I was sad. It wasn't an easy trip to Kansas. It wasn't easy for me to decide to go there.
Alistad and other women interviewed for this story say they're speaking up now so that late second and third term abortions continue to be available for women who need them. In his scrutiny of these abortions, Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein says he's just enforcing a law that allows them only under narrowly defined circumstances. Abortion rights advocates see the case as something more, as part of a larger agenda aimed at eliminating access to abortion in Kansas altogether. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.